Celebrating 30 years on Utah's airwaves, Western Life Radio thanks you for joining us around the campfire and for your ongoing support to Utah's longest-running home, garden, travel, and outdoor adventure program. You can always join us on our online campsite at westernliferadio.com.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plotto and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family for 12 months from date of purchase. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
Sports Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah, and as you probably already know, it's your headquarters for everything hunting. With the season in full swing, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunts. But if hunting's not your thing, you've got to see the selection of great camping supplies, from tents, sleeping bags, packs, and lanterns, to thousands of accessories. And with football season, let's not forget tailgating. Let's talk grills, pop-up shelters, tables, and chairs galore. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
Get ready to ride PWCs and OHVs this summer season with Utah State Parks Online Education. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Kindness. It's a single smile, a thoughtful word, a small, unexpected gesture. Whatever the act may be, it's something we call kindness. Yet sometimes in such a chaotic world, people forget the power that kindness holds. Kindness can brighten a moment, lift someone's spirits, turn a bad day into a good story. Kindness can make someone's week, or month, or year. Kindness can restore faith in humanity, and some say it can even make us healthier, all with a simple, small, perhaps unseen or anonymous act. So, think about this. What would happen if a small act of kindness sparked another small act of kindness, and then another, and another, and another? What if kindness became contagious? And all the small gestures done by many would make an impact felt around the nation, around the world. Imagine that power. And all it takes is one kind act a day.
Joins us once again with the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers celebrating the Halloween season with pumpkins all over the place. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us in the pumpkin patch.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Great to be here.
We sure are excited to have you on the program talking about these fun opportunities, and these last few weeks have been pretty busy for you.
They have been, yeah. This is definitely our fun slash busy time of the year as pumpkin growers, so it has been good.
We've had two layoffs in the ranks already, and starting off with the state fair, that was a fun one to get things started with.
Yeah, it was. It's an early layoff for us. As far as pumpkin growing goes, most people's pumpkins are still growing that time of year, early September. So, but yeah, it was great. We still had quite a few pumpkins, more than expected, actually. And we were able to display them for the whole duration of the fair, so it was fun.
It is a good opportunity for people to discover what it's all about and get excited about it, and also preview other upcoming events, too.
Yeah, that's the fun part about it. It's such good exposure. Such a huge audience comes through there every year, so we kind of promote the other events we have coming up. Yeah, it's good.
This early layoff, even though a lot of pumpkins are still growing, it's still a good event if someone has a pumpkin that might not make it to the other upcoming events. If their pumpkin vines have died or something is going wrong, or they have a secondary pumpkin to bring to the scales.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So if you're growing an extra one, or like you said, that definitely happened. Last year it happened to me. Sadly, it happened like 2 days too early. Same with this year, actually. Had one that was losing the pumpkin. Could tell it was about to go bad, and then so it is a good opportunity for people to bring one early like that.
In fact, the winner this year, Sadiq, this was his backup pumpkin that the first one died, and this one was on its way out too, so he just barely got it to the scales.
Yeah, he did. He actually had two that he lost, and then this was the backup, and on two different plants. This was the backup on one of those plants, and made it at least to the state fair, so at least he's able to weigh it and get one to a scale this year, yeah.
That was really cool. That was a fun event, and a couple of weeks ago was even cooler. It was a big way off up in Logan.
Yeah, the Center Street Giant Pumpkin Festival is just amazing. They welcome us so well up there in Cache Valley, and we just love it. Yeah, it's a great event.
That's been taking off, and it's going to be the premier event, I think, in the state of Utah.
Yeah, just all-around good event. Just how you'd picture a smallish town family festival in the fall. I mean, it's just perfect that way.
It is. Did you ever hear what the numbers were for the attendance this year?
I have not heard yet on the attendance.
I know last year was incredible. I couldn't believe the numbers. I think this one was even bigger.
Yeah, it felt like it was. So, yeah, I would say at least 30,000, I'm guessing, were there, though.
At least. A lot of pumpkins from different states, too.
Yeah, we got multiple, not only pumpkins, but other giant veggies from Wyoming and Idaho. So it's always great to see.
Always cool when there's a new record breaker.
Yeah, we had multiple records broken. Pumpkin-wise, we had the Idaho state record was broken with both the filled pumpkin and the Atlantic giant pumpkin. So that was fun. Then we also had in Idaho, the tomato record was broken. We had the marrow record broken in Wyoming. We had a few new state records, so that was a lot of fun.
Makes me smile every time. That is an amazing event. A full day of fun, and the weather was perfect.
Yeah, it was. I know it's just been crazy how lucky we've gotten with that one. So, I mean, you think Logan, Cache Valley, end of September can be pretty hit and miss. But last year it was 90 and sunny. This year it was 80 and sunny. So the only complaint out of anyone, I think, really is maybe even a little bit extra warm, which going into it, not think that would be one of the problems you face. But yeah, it's been great.
I love the entire festival. They got pie eating contests. They have bands coming in to perform. They've got screenings of The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and Hotel Transylvania for free. And they got scavenger hunts for the kids. They got so many different things going on. And there's no wonder it's growing like it is.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. The whole Center Street, it's a fun little business district where they've kind of revitalized that and set it up to where it can hold events like this and everything. And they've all just got together and they all are just great hosts. All the businesses there offer something, like you said, like the theater. Of course, Anderson Seeds, who's the main host. Yeah, the whole street's kind of just banded together to make it such a great time for us.
The growers just love this event. I mean, they've really embraced it. They love it. It's going to be, I think, one of the premier events in the West.
Yeah, I think so. I agree. It's just taken off, and there's just so much support behind it up there. So it's great. Yeah, it's great for the growers. They really treat us great up there. So, yeah, I just love it up there.
Coming up this weekend, the third way off, the last way off of the season is underway.
It is. Last way off in Utah coming up this Saturday. It's going to be right in downtown Salt Lake City. The thing I like about our two main way offs is that, you know, they're about 100 miles apart. So you get, depending where you are, you have a little closer to you. And then also just the difference in the events, the whole different style and vibe. And I think it's fun to have two big way offs like that.
I agree. The other one, like you said, is kind of a big family event. But this one this weekend is also a huge family event. It's more of a Halloween vibe than anything.
This one's everything Halloween related. A bunch of fun stuff. So we keep adding things to this one also, and just a lot of fun for family, friends, and everything. Just if you haven't started the Halloween season, this should kick it off. Besides the giant pumpkins, there's just a bunch of other fun Halloween events that are a part of it.
There are several haunted houses attending and participating. You got the zombie walk. You got a costume contest. You've got a beard contest this year. You've got wrestling. You got a lot of stuff. It never ceases to amaze me, the stuff you come up with.
Yeah, it is going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah, I know. So we'll see. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a busy day. So if you come, I mean, it's going to be kind of nonstop fun, I hope, for everyone. There's a lot of things going on. So while we weigh the pumpkins in between, we also have, like you said, we have the next main thing besides the pumpkins is that zombie walk. And this year we have a flash mob that is coming to play Thriller just before that starts. Then there's the costume contest. And we also have trick-or-treating this year. So the vendors are all going to be passing out candy to the kids. So we encourage people to get that Halloween season started. Dress up if you'd like. Bring your kids and trick-or-treat and do the costume contest. And yeah, just a ton of stuff. We have the pie contest. We have Plants vs. Zombie Race. We have the pumpkin thigh squishing was a hit last year. We're going to try that again. So we have that going also. And yeah, the wrestlers, I think it'll be a fun addition this year. There's Devotion Championship Wrestling is going to come and do a few matches for us. So.
It's so crazy. Crazy fun. The wrestling is certainly a new addition. I can't wait to see that one. That's going to be early on in the event.
Yeah, that is. That'll kind of start us off. We'll probably try to smash some watermelons with the rubber bands again, and we'll have the wrestlers. The first hour and a half or so, they'll be doing some matches and everything. That'll get us going. That and the beard contest, two of the new things we've added this year.
Beard contest, very different, very fun, and it's sponsored in part by Black Cat.
Yeah, Black Cat Barber Company out in Tooele area. They are really excited. We have some judges coming. They host their own bigger beard contest in November, and so they're going to be there. They're going to have some people there to judge the beard contest on Saturday.
It's going to actually recruit and help get people aware of their event in November, and their event goes to a really good cause, too, every year.
Yeah, it does. So it's going to be fun. This was kind of a last-minute addition that we were able to get. So next year, we'll be promoting it even more. You know, they'll be able to promote it more and everything. And just this cross-promotion on these events is fun. So, and that's what I've liked about these two events is that the Logan Center Street and the Gateway, their social media teams have worked together to cross-promote each other. So, yeah, it is a lot of fun.
And the different haunted events, they've certainly been excited, and more are attending this year, too.
Yeah. So we have Fear Factory and Castle of Chaos, which we've had from the start. And then Nightmare on 13th Street is going to have a booth this year. They're going to come help out also. So it's going to be a lot of fun to have the Halloween vibe there of that. And yeah, it's just great to have a little partner. I'm trying to talk one of them into doing a mini haunted house one of these years to go through for people. But this year is not going to happen. But one of these years, I think it'd be fun.
I know there are some booths that have been there in the past, and they've had some very creepy-looking stand-up characters there you could take pictures with. And I know a lot of people dress up. They just have so much fun with this. It's really been a real big hit.
Yeah, you have the zombies already coming, and then a lot of other people like to come and dress up, just kind of a Halloween thing. And so we have Hall of Fame cosplayers from FanX. FanX is sending them over to judge a costume contest after the zombie walk, and they'll be giving out prizes, including FanX passes for next year. So, and it's fun to see what the cosplayers come dressed as, too, because that is what they do. So that's kind of fun. So it's free. All this is free to enter, too. So any of these things you want to participate in, you're free to enter. So
that's what I find amazing, too. I mean, these are all free opportunities. It's The Price is Right, family friendly. I know that in the years past, you've had some soda drinking contests, which are pretty crazy. You've had a pinata. Like you said, the watermelon busting contest with rubber bands. These are all the things that will create Halloween memories for the family.
Yep, and we're going to try to do all those again this year, so we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we don't run out of time. We do have a bunch of fun things planned like that. We do have another pinata, and so, yeah, it should be fun.
You pack it full of fun things. It's crazy. And we have fun music, usually Halloween-themed music throughout the day. We've got a ton of events. There's lots more vendors this year, too, than ever.
Yeah, a lot of vendors. I don't know the exact number, but we're over the number from last year, which we had 70. So it's, I believe we have more than that at least. So, yeah, so a good amount of vendors, people that like to come shop the vendors. They have really cool stuff. It's usually themed toward that Halloween type stuff. And there's other things too. There's face painters, and Utah Foster Care will be there. They have little pumpkins available for kids to paint. And they went through a whole bunch of little pumpkins last year. So we really love having them there. Just a bunch of fun things to do.
If everything plays out right, there'll be a pumpkin drop too later on in the day.
Yeah, Salt Lake City Fire Department's going to come about 5 p.m., and they're going to drop some pumpkins for us, so that should be fun. Clark Planetarium is helping out with that, so they're going to have a booth during the day showing the science of pumpkins dropping, and also they're going to have a microscope out so you can see some of the bugs and funguses that invade our pumpkin plants. But seeing them up close, a lot of people will probably find that pretty fun.
I bet they will. Not so much for the growers themselves. I know they fight them all summer long, so.
Yep. But yeah.
They're the bane of the summer, usually.
So the planetarium also, they're going to, one pumpkin, they're trying to infuse it with slime. So they're going to try, from the fire department drop, one of the pumpkins they're going to have them drop is going to be filled with slime. So we'll see how that goes. It should be fun.
That's incredible. You must lose a lot of sleep coming up with all these crazy ideas.
I definitely have quite a few ideas. So it's fun to see when they work, and, you know, not all of them work, but it's always fun to try and just see what works, see what doesn't. And for me, it's just fun to see people enjoying it. And as pumpkin growers, to have an audience of people to come out and see all that hard work we went through all year, to see the fruit of our labor, it's just fun to see it. It's fun to see people's reactions. It's fun to see people just enjoying it and enjoying our hobby with us.
Monster fun. Monster pumpkins, and encourage people to take some pictures with them. Keep your distance from them, though. Don't climb on the pumpkins. They're very delicate.
Yeah, they are pretty delicate, so we want you to enjoy them. We really do. They are very easily damaged, though, so we want to also take precaution that you come up, get a picture, just don't stick your fingernails, even just kind of rubbing them sometimes. As big as they are, you think they're really tough and everything, and they are to a point. But then they're also fairly fragile where they can be damaged easily. So we definitely want you to enjoy them and take pictures by them, but also just encourage you to keep a little bit of a distance from them.
If folks want to participate, if they want to attend, what are the hours of this event and where is it?
So it's from 12 to 6. It's at the Gateway in downtown Salt Lake City. And yeah, the schedule, you know, we'll put out on like UtahPumpkinGrowers.com. Also, there are social media pages for the event, and we'll share it through the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers social media page too. But yeah, 12 to 6 is the main event time.
Sweet. I know it's been getting a lot of attention throughout the state on other media outlets. People are excited about this. This has grown into something really phenomenal.
Yeah, it's fun. And, you know, there's not very many of these across the world where they do one right downtown in a fairly major city. So it's been fun trying it out. And so far, it's been pretty good, I think. It's been pretty fun to bring the giant pumpkins to the middle of a city.
Again, encourage people to check it out, attend, have fun with us, and bring a little extra protection. It may be rainy.
I've been checking the forecast on and off. I've been trying not to do too much, but as of this morning, I heard someone tell me that they saw where the rain may come later in the day. So that's what we're hoping for. We've been wanting rain all year, and we appreciate the rain. We just kind of want for a few hours to be able to enjoy this without getting too wet.
Celebrate the fun while we can. And I'm hearing the same thing, too. I hear it's going to be hit and miss, and later in the day, I think, is the emphasis of the rain.
Yeah, so I hope that is correct. That would be really nice. I mean, we have a little bit of cover, but it is also a pretty open area, that plaza. So, yeah, you may want to bring, just in case, like a poncho or something to protect you from the rain. We're definitely hoping for the best on that.
All righty then, let's take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. When we return, we'll continue our discussion with Clint Nash with the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers. We'll have more activities on the vine. Stick around. More fun is on the way here on Western Life Radio.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
No matter what's bugging you this summer in your garden, the USU Extension Service Integrated Pest Management Program can help you find solutions. From free fact sheets and books to seminars and updated pest advisories, this website will point you in the right direction. To find these and other free resources, stop at extension.usu.edu/pests. Waterfowl hunts are fast approaching. We're checking our personal gear. Next on Western Live Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah, and as you probably already know, it's your headquarters for everything hunting. With the season in full swing, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunts. But if hunting's not your thing, you've got to see the selection of great camping supplies, from tents, sleeping bags, packs, and lanterns, to thousands of accessories. And with football season, let's not forget tailgating. Let's talk grills, pop-up shelters, tables, and chairs galore. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse. Utah born, Utah proud.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Check your life jackets and other gear just ahead of the waterfowl hunts. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation makes some recommendations.
The three items to push is life jacket use. Wear your life jacket. And the next one is to take a boater education course. And then the other one is basically alcohol and boats do not mix. Our top things that we see in the fall. Number one is life jackets. Number two is overloading. Number three is basically navigation lights that we come through and see. So if anything we can kind of hammer home for the waterfowlers is make sure you get life jackets on board. You know, life jackets come a long way. In fact, you can almost match your camel pattern, your special lucky camel pattern. You more than likely can have that same camel pattern in a life jacket. It'll sit down low, not interfere with your shoulder, or you can even have one that you can put on as an inflatable that will be more or less out of the way and be that full-time type of insurance policy you can have for yourself. So life jackets are great. You can take a boater education online there. You can learn a little bit about your navigation lights, what you need to have, and then just the proper etiquette of moving up and down a channel with either running lights or your navigation lights. When you're underway, you shouldn't be having those big old bright white lights rolling out there anyway, because it could blind somebody and they can't really tell what your boat's doing. That's why we have the red and green lights on the bow, and that's why we have that white light on the stern.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Now back to to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Welcome back to Western Life Radio. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff, host of this program. We have Clint Nash with us with the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers. Next weekend, the pumpkin activities continue.
It's definitely going to be a wet weekend as these things turn into the giant boats as part of the regatta.
There's definitely going to be a lot of people getting wet. We're going to be in the lake, and we're going to take a lot of these pumpkins that we've had over the last events and take it to Daybreak in South Jordan and cut a hole in them, take all the guts out, and we're going to use them as boats and have a regatta and race them across the lake. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I know a lot of people are scratching their heads probably right now going, wow, this is a crazy idea. How big of a pumpkin do you need to turn it into a boat?
Usually around, if it's between about a little over 500 maybe to 900 is ideal. I've seen an adult in as small as about a 450-pounder, but that's kind of pushing it. 600 to be safe, 600 pounds, it'll usually hold an adult. But yeah, it's crazy. They float and they'll hold you up. It's pretty fun.
It sure is, and it sure is an advantage to keep it on the lighter side, too. Otherwise, you don't have to push all that around. That's a heavy boat to be pushing around.
It is, yeah. So little range seems to work really good, and it's definitely a fun time. We have a lot of fun with that one. So, and they've revitalized that event. We have some different people running it, and it's always been good, but they're just focusing a little bit more on some of the stuff this year, and I think it's going to be a really fun event.
It's going to be awesome. Food vendors are there. Lots of crazy costumes again.
Yeah, I think there'll be some pretty fun costumes and everything. That's always one of the fun things about the event. You have different costumes on and everything. It's always fun to see what people come up with. And it's just fun to see that. And one of them, we do a relay race, and that always causes some havoc. So it's always a lot of fun where someone's trying to get out of one of those and someone else back into them without tipping it over. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It is. Every year it's crazy. And if you're looking for some entertainment, I know a lot of people gather around the lake to check it out. It's every year is a big event.
Yeah, there's quite a crowd that likes to come and watch that every year. So,
I know a lot of people ask over and over again how they can get started into growing these giants. And any of these events are great opportunities to visit with growers. It's an opportunity sometimes to get seeds. It's an opportunity to learn and become members and get involved with the club.
Yeah, definitely. Membership is $30 a year. You'll get in the spring a big seed packet. And from some of these gigantic pumpkins that have been coming through this year, we'll get all those. And then you'll be connected through emails and stuff, some of the events coming up and some of the things going on. And there's a patch tour every summer also where you can actually visit the pumpkin patches of the growers. And you get even a better idea of what people do to grow these. So that's always fun. Our spring seminar, we have classes where we teach a beginner's class and a more advanced class. And for those just beginning, you know, that beginner's class is going to give you a lot of info and get you started on what to do.
And this next spring will actually be an additional benefit for those that join and become members, because there's some top growers from around the world going to be visiting Salt Lake City.
Yeah, there is. So the GPC, which is the Great Pumpkin Commonwealth, and that is who oversees all the pumpkin way off all across the world and keeps the official numbers and does all that. And they have their convention every year where there's speakers talking about different angles of how to grow these things and a bunch of different things related to this hobby. And they are coming right to Salt Lake City, Utah next year, which is a lot of fun for us. We're really excited to host them. They were in Belgium last year, and they were in Wisconsin this year, and next year they're going to be right here in Salt Lake City. So we're really excited about that.
That makes me smile. You were able to bring them here to Salt Lake City, and what a boost for the local growers. I mean, this is an opportunity to have world-class information and talent right here at our doorsteps and to pick their brains and figure out what you need to do to take your pump to the next level. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It is. I mean, we'll have most likely the former world record holder from Minnesota. He'll probably be there. There's a new world record holder now in the UK that just broke the record last week, and he is expected to be there. So you get to mingle with some of the top growers in the world. So it's really exciting for us.
Again, when is this going to be?
This is going to be March 6th through 8th, 2026. So the first weekend of March next year is coming up in the spring, and it's going to be at the Hilton in downtown Salt Lake City. And there'll be more info to come soon. It's just a few months away.
You'll be working on that as soon as these other things are checked off your list for the season.
Yeah, we will actually have just meeting up with them for the first time tomorrow night. So we'll see how that goes.
That'll be awesome. What an opportunity, folks. Again, if folks want to become members, what's involved to become members?
So it's just the $30 fee for a year of membership. You can go online on UtahPumpkinGrowers.com, click on membership. That will take you there. You just enter your info, send in the $30 payment, and then you're set. And then it also gives you unlimited entries into any of these way-offs. So any giant veggies you bring, including pumpkins, that's going to include the entry for that. So it includes pretty much everything you need for the year.
And I loved also that it includes more than just giant pumpkins. Sometimes space is limited. If folks want to grow a tomato, if they want to grow some of these other things, they're sometimes not as complicated as a giant pumpkin, and it's a great gateway to get things going.
Yeah, that's true. Some take up a lot less space, you know, like long gourds. We had new state record long gourd this year, and we may have that broken again this Saturday. It sounds like they may have an even bigger one. So those grow up a trellis. You don't need quite as much space. And, of course, tomatoes, that can be done in a smaller space, sunflowers, things like that. So, yeah, there are some other opportunities to grow if you don't have enough space for a giant pumpkin.
That is incredible. Even though it is a lot of fun, it's a great bonding experience with your family. There's challenges, and there's sometimes heartbreaking moments there, too. I know you've had your challenges this year with the giant sunflower, for example.
Yeah, I had a really tall one growing this year. It was just over 20 feet, which was 2 feet past what was the current state record and my personal best, and still growing a little bit, and I accidentally broke it trying to fasten it to a board to help protect it. Yeah, so they're fun also to grow, and the challenges of growing these gigantic things.
It is. It's an opportunity to really grow yourself when you're growing these things.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's just fun seeing these things, how fast some of these plants and veggies and fruits can grow. It's just crazy with some of them, how quickly they can grow.
I know we've had some new growers these last couple of years. They become very involved. A lot of times it's been driven by the kids. It's been kind of fun to see that. You know, I've seen a couple of kids show up year after year the last 2 or 3 years now, and they are so involved. They're so excited, and their start was at one of these events.
Yep, it's true. It's a lot of fun. So it's always fun seeing them. It is. It's great to see the kids doing it, and we have been doing some extra things for the kids, trying to get them gift bags at the way-offs and that kind of thing. We have a sponsor at Gateway, Jim's Family Restaurants, that put in a little extra money for the top junior growers. So that's fun. It's just fun to see kids take on this hobby and see what they can do with it.
What an opportunity. Again, if folks want to participate, where's the website? How do they get started?
So UtahPumpkinGrowers.com is a great place to start. And like I said, we have a how-to on there. That's where the membership is, all that kind of stuff. But there's some how-to on there. You can also, if you're on Facebook, you can find the group there on Facebook. And there's always people posting things going on. And you can learn a lot from that, too.
That's one thing I've noticed. Even though there is a competition within the state among the growers, it's also a team sport. I've noticed that growers are always willing to share advice, help them out, sometimes share products if they need to, sometimes even give them plants.
Yeah. Yep, it really is. Like you said, even though we're kind of competing against each other, you know, everybody is trying to get the biggest pumpkin, but also we do share ideas. We help each other. Tomorrow I'm lifting my pumpkin in my backyard, and I have 3 other growers coming over to help me and do that. So, and then I'm going to go help another one here in the area lift his up. So it's fun. You meet such great people. There's so many great people that are part of this hobby. To me, it's my favorite part. The actual hobby, of course, is fun, but my favorite part is the people. It's a lot of fun just meeting and knowing all these good people.
It really is. It's like a family reunion, I've noticed, year after year. A lot of people lose track of time because they're so engaged visiting with the other growers, asking questions or finding out things or just catching up with them.
Yeah, it really is. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun to see them. And, you know, some you only see once a year. Sometimes you see them at two or three of the events or something. But it is. It's always fun to catch up with all of them.
And again, following up after the regatta, there's one more big event to wrap up the season.
Yeah, there is. Down in Heehaw Farms in Pleasant Grove, there is a giant pumpkin drop. So this year they're going to be dropping the biggest pumpkin they have ever dropped before, from what I hear. So it sounds like they're going to be dropping the winner of the Center Street Way Off that was a little over 1,900 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
And right now they're thinking about, so that was Alan Gebert that grew that pumpkin. He has a famous Geo Metro that he's driven for like 30 years. It's gone viral. Some of his wife's posts on social media have gone viral about it, about how he's been driving this all the way through retirement and everything. I guess it sounds like it's kind of dying off, and he might actually drop his pumpkin onto his car.
It's a kind of a toss-up at that point. You know, this Geo Metro is probably way close to what the pumpkin weighs.
The pumpkin might weigh more than it, yeah.
Maybe you need to drop the car on the pumpkin.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. It might be fun.
Painted orange.
Yep. Yeah, so it's kind of like the end of the year party, you know, and that's our last event, really. I mean, the last main event, and we just have fun with it. We just a bunch of different targets out there. We've had cars, we've had pianos or organs, we've had above-ground swimming pools, we've had a bunch of different things. We've tried refrigerators, things like that. So we have a fun time with it, and they're so great down there at Heehaw Farms, letting us just kind of have a party down there.
Another fine family festival for fall, and there's lots of things going on over there. They really try to make it fun and festive for the entire family.
They really do. If you haven't been down there, over there to Heehaw Farms, go over there and see it. It's a really fun family farm that's been there for generation and generation, and the city's building up all around it. They've kept that farm going, and it's fun to see. So it's a really fun time when you go there.
They do a fine job. I like what they're doing, and I love supporting the local growers and farmers especially, because it's a challenging world for them. I mean, with the climate changing, dealing with all of the nearby new residents, it's tough for a grower anymore.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Again, the next opportunity is this weekend. It's on Saturday. What's the time? Where can people go?
12 to 6 at the Gateway in Salt Lake City. And yeah, just come have a fun time. Don't let the forecast scare you too much. I think it's going to be a good day. It may get just a little wet here and there, but kind of prepare for that. You know, it's a fall event, so most people are ready for that at that point. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So wear a costume if you want, or just come enjoy it. Just watch people. Come check out what might be the biggest pumpkin ever weighed in Salt Lake City. Could have a 2,000-pounder. So, yeah, just come enjoy it. It's fun.
Incredible. I love what you're doing. Lots of fun opportunities. If folks want more information, where's your website?
Yeah, UtahPumpkinGrowers.com. Thanks for all the support from everyone, and hope to see you at one of these events.
Sure, grateful for all your efforts and all the other volunteers to help make this happen. This could not happen without the growers, without the sponsors, without those folks who see the vision of what's trying to be done here. And again, everyone who comes to participate as well.
And also you, Brian. You've been coming for years, and we just love you as the MC, and you always bring a great spirit to the event. So we're also thankful for you as part of that group.
It's going to be an awesome event, folks. Check it out this weekend at the Gateway. Clint, I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Me too. It'll be another fun day.
Clint Nash with the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers. Website one last time.
UtahPumpkinGrowers.com.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to FasterUtah.org.
Chukar hunting is just getting started. We're hiking the foothills next on Western Life Radio.
Is your boat boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud. Chase some chuckers this fall for a great outing with the family. Scott Root with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources meets us at the trailhead.
The regular chucker hunt, that's a very long season. It goes all the way until February 15th. So if you haven't hunted chucker partridge, you should try it. Your bag limit's 5 birds, and that makes a really good meal. And often you can get into a bunch of those chuckers and get 5 birds. So you just got to find them and listen for them and locate them. And it helps to have a dog, and you need to be very careful because most of the time you're going up on steeper hills. But 5 chucker partridge, that is an amazing meal. And like I say, for the youth hunt, I like to try to locate places where I can drive a little closer to the chucker habitat rather than make my son or daughter have to climb straight up a mountain. So I like to think of places like West Mountain on the south end of Utah Lake, and that is one of the places we put some chuckers. But you really don't need to go looking for those spots because we have a lot of healthy chucker populations. Most of our desert mountain ranges will have chucker partridge. Look for rocky, grassy slopes. And especially if there's a guzzler around, and they're kind of secret, we don't tell you where they're at. But if you've ever run into a guzzler and it's active and has water, that's a really good place to start. I mean, I don't encourage people to just camp on the guzzler.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Hey, this is Nick Zaleski with Utah State University Extension's Integrated Pest Management Program. Let's talk about flea beetles. So flea beetles can have several hosts, including our coal crops, leafy greens, tomatoes, eggplants, peppers, beets, potatoes, melons, a lot of our seedlings, and many different weeds. So flea beetles get their names because adults jump when they're disturbed with their large hind legs. They can have metallic colored bodies that range from black, bronze, bluish, brown, or gray. And some species even have stripes. The larvae are very small, white, worm-like with a brown head. For the damage, the adults and larvae can feed with their chewing mouthparts. Adult feeding can cause these shallow pits, small round holes in the foliage, cotyledons, and stems. Flea beetles have 1 to 3 generations per season, and they can overwinter as adults on nearby weeds. Usually the adults will emerge from early April to mid-June, and adults can be found feeding on the foliage of host plants. Be sure to monitor seedlings in the spring for flea beetle presence and look again for those round holes in the leaves. Populations tend to build to their highest densities in mid to late summer. Use yellow sticky cards and visual scouting when seedlings emerge. Inspect crops for adult flea beetle injury near the field borders, especially with cruciferous weeds. Flea beetles are an annual problem in the spring and can cause cosmetic damage and or kill the small plants. So to manage flea beetles, remember to keep the crop area weed-free. Consider planting trap crops. Use row covers during the seedling establishment to exclude those adult flea beetles. And then be sure to eliminate old crop debris and other surface trash. Applications of insecticide may be needed, but remember that can be tricky since flea beetles are so small and highly mobile. If you have more questions or want to learn more about flea beetles or other pests, check out our website at extension.usu.edu/pests.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
No matter what's bugging you this summer in your garden, the USU Extension Service Integrated Pest Management Program can help you find solutions. From free fact sheets and books to seminars and updated pest advisories, this website will point you in the right direction. To find these and other free resources, stop at extension.usu.edu/pests.
Kindness. It's a single smile, a thoughtful word, a small, unexpected gesture. Whatever the act may be, it's something we call kindness. Yet sometimes in such a chaotic world, people forget the power that kindness holds. Kindness can brighten a moment, lift someone's spirits, turn a bad day into a good story. Kindness can make someone's week, or month, or year. Kindness can restore faith in humanity, and some say it can even make us healthier, all with a simple, small, perhaps unseen or anonymous act. So, think about this. What would happen if a small act of kindness sparked another small act of kindness, and then another, and another, and another? What if kindness became contagious? And all the small gestures done by many would make an impact felt around the nation, around the world. Imagine that power. And all it takes is one kind act a day.
Thank you.
travel, exploring the woodlands, the red rocks and streams. He's sharing his campfire from season to season, new places and people with stories and dreams. Through cadence of nature, the wilderness beckons. A song of the mountains rings out through the trees. The voice of the backcountry echoes forever. It carries the message, live wild and free. Wild and free. The song of the mountains is calling to me. Wild and free. In the great western wildlands, discover the backcountry dream.
Folks, you've been listening to Western Life Radio, a 30-year outdoor and Western lifestyle tradition. Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.